Let's go.
Lift off.
It's the podcast.
In a rocket.
We're in a rocket this week. What a surprise.
Yeah, I've got nothing to do with the theme, which is weddings.
No. How to survive weddings, wedding etiquette, getting through weddings, not being sick at a wedding, not feeling sick at the idea of weddings.
What to wear for a wedding.
What to wear at a wedding.
What to do on the hen do if you know the girl a bit? For
questions.
Example.
Questions to be answered.
I've got many questions.
So many questions.
Tessa has the answers because every time I say to Tessa, hey, what are you up to this week? She's like, well, I've got the wedding in Jersey. I've got a wedding in China. So Tessa's been to so many weddings.
I think you are either, if you're listening, you are either in this or you are just past it or it's coming up for you, in which case, saddle up, babies.
Listen extra hard because you'll be so much better prepared.
Yeah,
than
when
we
it
were.
Comes for you. A time when absolutely everyone you've ever met gets married. Mm. And I read that in an article a couple of years ago. Somebody was writing and I was like, boring, not for me. And they were like, and I was like, I don't think it'll ever happen. I don't think that.
Yeah,
can't imagine that. Yeah. The world where the expression everyone you know is getting married.
And all of my weekends are taken up by things I don't want to do.
I couldn't visualise it. And I'm in it. I'm in it.
Yeah, I'm not in it yet, but I'm certainly, I can see it in the distance.
Yeah.
And I'm certainly going to more weddings than I have done in my life.
Than I'd like.
No, I like weddings.
I love weddings.
I often don't appear like that when I open my diary to see what I'm doing this week and there's a wedding in it. I'll go, oh, right, okay. Because of the sheer enormity of what one must do.
Yes.
For something that isn't for your own gain.
Yes.
I'm a selfish being. And often if I'm going to buy a dress, go somewhere quite far away, do things that I'm told to do with people that I maybe have never met before, or it's people I've met before's uncle and I have to have dinner with him.
Yes.
I want some fun at the end for me.
Yes.
Which often does translate into the nice dancing bit. But there is a 50% chance the nice dancing bit is just loads of uncles and I don't want to dance.
Yes.
So it's difficult to be, and if it's not someone very, very close to me, that's the thing. And no one very, only one person very, very close to me has got, two people have got married okay. that are very, very close to me. And they've both been fun because it's been like a reunion.
Yeah.
Like I went home, one of my best friends got married and it was lovely because it was just like, saw these people I haven't seen in a long time. Just a really nice vibe.
A lot of love in the room.
And then my other friend got married in France, Spain? Spain. It was Spain. I was very tired. No, it was Spain. And that should have been on paper a real eye roller for me because it was involved flights and a hotel and changing money. But it was absolutely brilliant because there was loads of fun people there that I knew. But then I've done a lot of plus warning.
Yes.
That's hard.
Yes.
You've got to be so on form.
You've got to be really on form, you know? Because you're really representing at all times.
Representing not only yourself, but the person who's invited you. And you are like, no one wants to have a plus one. Everyone's like, why did he bring her?
Yeah.
And why She's is he awful. Going out with her?
Yeah.
So yes.
It's a hard one.
I'm going to one this weekend, in fact.
Are you?
I am looking forward to it. Yes, it's my little cousin's wedding.
How lovely.
In the Highlands of Scotland.
Oh, lovely.
Mm.
But there's something quite fun about the whole like,
a family trip.
The family trip. A family road saddle trip. Up.
Yeah.
Is everyone going in your family?
Everyone but my father, who is in America, so can't.
Oh, lovely. Mm. Well, lovely. He's having a lovely time. You're having a lovely time. We've been to a destination wedding as a family.
Constantly. That's all you do.
We've only been on one.
Oh, really?
I just talk about it all the time.
God, I felt like you go to one every week, but okay, fine.
No, some of them are family stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, you're right. That's Wales. That wasn't a destination.
Jersey one, a Mexico one, didn't you go to?
I'm going to Jersey by myself.
Okay.
But so yes, sure. Anyway, we've never been on a summer holiday.
We
winter holiday.
Yes.
And we were really dreading it. And it was the best time. And so there's something very, we keep saying as a family, like, I can't wait for there to be another compulsory destination wedding that's a family one that we can go to and then go and...
There are massive pros. Like, people moan about, I often will moan about weddings, but there are huge pros to them.
I think it's a real
more pros
adventure
than cons.
Getting
it's an
to
adventure.
Go somewhere, you know, that you're going for the weekend and where will we stay and let's all go on this trip. I think they're lovely.
Aside from all that, what have you done that's adult this week, Tessa?
It's quite disappointing, took a photo of a receipt.
Okay.
A lot of emotion going on Stevie's face
there. It's actually more like, what can I say to that?
Well, I just thought, I lose
Am
receipts.
Am I interested? No, that was what
I
was thinking.
No, exactly. No. It's so dull.
Yes.
Let's move on. But I was returning something in the shop. I had to and I swapped it for credit because I couldn't find my receipt. I never can. I'm always taking things back constantly.
Mm.
And then I was like, instead of losing this receipt, I'm just going to take a photo of it and then I will have the barcode for them.
That is very good.
Yeah, because Topshop, for example, other shops available, email you your receipt and you're like...
Lots of places do that now.
Oh, do they?
I love that.
Argos not been out a lot.
No, Grandma's not been to Argos, which is a surprise
for
Grandma.
It's a surprise, isn't it? Usually that would be Grandma's ideal spot. but I'd never seen that done before and I was like... As I told the cashier gentleman, he didn't care. But I was like, this is absolutely wonderful. This is the future. We should all be doing this instead of this paper receipt nonsense.
I don't believe in paper receipts. That's all I'll say
about that. Absolutely fantastic.
Helps me a lot in life as we can imagine.
What did you do that was adult?
I have implemented a technique that I'd say a sage told me. Her name was Tessa Coates.
It's me.
It was you. A wise old sage. Oh, no. No, sorry. An old haggard sage. A wise woman told me if there was a task on my to-do list that was under 2 minutes, to do it then. And I started doing it. And it does make me feel good.
Yeah.
And I've got a lot more done. So well done. And thank you.
Well done you.
Yeah, it was great. Just it does take no time. And those things do get lost on my list. And now they don't.
How smug do you feel?
Incredibly smug. And because it's only 2 minutes, I get a little 2 minute burst of smugness like throughout the day whenever
just
I do it.
Keep those hits coming.
Yeah, keep those sweet, sweet hits. I think I'm addicted to it, Tessa.
Oh yeah. Not a bad thing to be addicted to, all things considered.
Better than drugs.
Better than crack, isn't it?
Better than crack, isn't it? Right. Talking of crack, weddings.
Yes. Yes, good segue.
Good crack, innit?
Yes, good crack.
If you're Irish, that's an Irish phrase.
Oh, right, yes.
That's good crack.
Yes, absolutely.
C-R-A-I-C.
Spelled like Craig, isn't it?
Craig.
Craig, lose the tail of the G.
Yeah, the full tail. Yeah, then you got it.
Full tail off.
I'm glad we've done that.
Yeah, thank God.
Take the full tail off. You want Irish crack.
So, you've probably got some weddings coming up this summer.
Yes.
Maybe even your own wedding.
We can't advise you on that.
No,
maybe,
we can't help.
Maybe if one of us gets married, which I can't see happening soon.
Anytime soon.
Or at all. Then...
When I went to that wedding in Australia, now it's coming out of the woodwork, I have been to a lot of destination
yes,
weddings.
Thank you. I just couldn't remember.
Don't know why I was
going to say Australia, and then I was like, maybe
and
not.
Canada. I went to the one in
yes!
Moose Jaw.
So yeah. You went to Canada. You haven't been to destination wedding apart from the one in Mexico, Canada, Australia.
But for them, the Mexico was a destination wedding because we all had to go to a resort. But the other ones in Australia and Canada were their homes.
That's still...
So I just...
Okay, fine. Anyway, we need to...
Either way.
There's going to be a lot of anecdotes on this. I'm going to be on anecdote watch because we can only have a few.
Okay. What will I choose? No,
hard,
I don't remember.
Hard
what.
Tips over...
I don't even remember what I was telling you.
Brilliant.
Oh,
so
yeah,
I can't be that good.
Sorry, when I left the Australia one, they were all like, oh, when you get married, we'll all come to England. And I was like, well, don't hold your breath. And they just got married. So obviously they didn't have kids. And I was like, and your boy... We joked that they were going to have 3 baby boys. And I was like... And your boys can be my little page boys. And the husband was like, yeah, right, they'll be 18 by then. I was like, okay,
thanks, husband.
That feels too much.
Yeah.
Feels mean.
I'm allowed to make that joke, but
not you.
You're not allowed.
Yeah.
No.
So we won't be getting married anytime soon, but possibly you are, in which case, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Or you are going to a wedding. Maybe you're
this
gonna,
podcast
a bridesmaid.
Is more for people who are going to the wedding.
Yeah.
Because we're unable to give solid tips on how to have a wedding, considering we've not had one.
No.
We'll do it like chronologically.
Very sensible.
So chronologically.
Break it down so it's not overwhelming.
Break it down into chapters. So chapter one of the wedding is... The hen do.
Yes, lovely. Or stag do.
Or stag do, which I was supposed to go to one and I didn't. Anecdote watch. That's not a story. Right.
I've also got a stag do coming up. 2 stag do's.
You've got 2 stag do's coming up, Tessa. Cool. Well, hen do's or stag do's. I will say quite a bold thing. Now, I'm going to underpin all of this with I've been on a number of hen do's, had a lovely time. I have no problem with weddings, hen do's. I think it's great. Power to you. I'm just going to serve up a slice of realness.
Here it comes.
ready your plates. Heat them up.
Clear a space on the table.
Because it's coming cold. I have never heard someone go, oh, I can't wait. I'm going to 4 hen do's in the next month.
Yes.
They are often expensive.
Yes.
They are often the least... fun of the funds, organised fun.
Yep.
And often you don't really know the people that you're going with because it'll be, all of these can be caveated with when you get there, it is fun.
Yes.
When you get there, you make friends and then you have a gang to hang out with at the wedding.
Yeah.
Lots of positives. I had a great conversation with someone we both met up in the street. That wasn't where we'd chosen to meet. I was walking one way, she was walking the other. We're like, oh, hello.
Again, another cracking story.
Absolutely great anecdote. Saw a friend on the street. She was trying to buy desperately some sort of very elaborate costume for a hen do. I just come back from one. We both had a, oh my God, hen do's. How much does yours cost? Well, this is, I'm going to go white water rafting and then I'm going to have this. And, then I, had, oh, and I was like, well, I just did sort of like this thing where it was fine, but it was Laser Quest with people that I didn't know. And I found it very stressful and it got better, but there was some stress. And then I said, well, at least you know that when you get married, you know, you might not do a hen do. And she's like, oh, no, I'm definitely having one. I was like, right. And that's whereby the cycle never stops.
Yes.
I think almost
no people, matter how many you've been on, you're still like, yeah, but I want it.
Yeah, but I will do it. Yeah, which I think is fascinating. And I think that people forget what it was like to be on the other side
yes.
when they're organising a hen do, because quite understandably, it's a big thing, big day. So you're like, well, this is a time. I've been to so many. This is the time you
can. I want one, please.
I'm going to be selfish now. Like, yeah, we'll do it wherever I would like because I've spent so much money going to where the other people are going. And also, it's just a lovely thing to do. But I would say you are well within your right. If you're invited on a hen do that is outside of your financial means,
yes.
something very close to my heart, because this happened to me at my aforementioned very close friend's wedding. I could not go to a hen do because I had no money even for the train to the wedding. And I was the maid of honour and there was a lot of issues, not with her. She was lovely. A lot of bitching and gossiping among the other people who are all from a different part of the world that was easier to get to than me. Mm-hmm. You are allowed to say, no, you can't afford it.
Yes.
And you can be say that in a very quiet way. You don't have to say that on the WhatsApp group.
No.
And you should not feel ashamed of that because this is not your wedding. This is not your choice. You've literally been invited to spend a lot of money
yes.
on someone else.
Yes.
Which we can all do for like a birthday or something. Not a lot of money, but it's all about the thought that counts, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And you are allowed to say no for that reason. I
yes.
just wanted to make that very clear because I felt dreadful for years and really embarrassed and so like furious at the concept of hen do's. And it's not the hen do, it's the fact that you feel embarrassed not being able to afford something. The money of the hen do is the big problem for a
yes.
lot of people.
Oh, for sure.
Also, you can sort of get over the whole, like, well, I don't want to go bowling with seven people I don't know. But you can make yourself do that. But if the bowling costs £500 and it's in Spain, you're like, I don't know.
Yes, 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 yes. It's very tricky, isn't it? It's very tricky.
What are your thoughts on hen do's? I've been on hen do's where I don't know the bride even that particularly well. And you're like, wow, this is a shock. When is it okay to say no?
Whenever.
Absolutely. What if it's your best friend and she's just, her maid of honour has picked an absolutely insane thing to do?
What is the insane thing?
Okay. You're going clay pigeon shooting in a wood about 2 hours from where all of you live and staying in a bouncy castle.
Oh, fun. I think it's that thing about your participation in the hen do is not going to be like you for the rest of your life. Like you,
no.
It's just one day, one, you know,
yes.
and it would be lovely if you were there. But if you can't be, that has to be okay.
It's absolutely fine.
And
yeah.
absolutely fine. But like, I think.
How should you say no, you can't go to a hen do?
Just, I don't know, very quietly and politely to whoever is the, well, to the bride first and then to whoever's organising it. And
yes.
then I think just quietly remove yourself from.
Yes. I couldn't go to my friend stag do recently because I was going to a wedding.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I can go to your wedding, so I'll go to this wedding.
Yeah.
And then at least I've gone to the weddings rather than not going to my friend
yeah.
other friend's wedding because of a stag do. And so I did a video that they played at the stag do.
Lovely.
So it was like, that's something you could do.
Yes,
if
lovely.
You feel so guilty and you can't. I couldn't, at the same wedding that I couldn't go to the hen do, I just couldn't afford a present.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted a donation. So I gave like a very small donation, but I was really embarrassed. So like, I just can't remember exactly what it was. It was some sort of like collage of photos with like different memories that we'd have together. And you're like, you can come up with like a thoughtful thing.
Yeah, like so the reason that I have been to so many, especially like the ones that were further abroad, and also I have family in those parts of the world, and so it wasn't quite such a huge slep, is that my parents always talk about people coming to their wedding, or like there is stuff in our house that is a wedding gift. Like,
yes.
It is just like the, I'm aware of like how much it matters to people, and
yeah.
that never really goes away. Like, all their whole life, they'll always be like, oh, your auntie Stevie did this on the wedding, you know.
Yeah.
They're like, weddings are something that you will talk about forever, and that they are important, and your presence there, does matter so much to people.
Yes.
So I think, then that way that you can look at like a horrible mug or a horrible tea set or something and be like, oh, your Auntie Pauline gave us that for our wedding. You'll
yeah.
never be able to say, oh, so-and-so gave us £100 towards our honeymoon or whatever.
Mm.
Like the cash contribution, if you can't afford that, a physical present, you know, a physical
yeah.
collage or a photo or a photo frame or something like that will be infinitely better than money that you don't have.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
Give
yeah.
you being there firstly is enough.
Yeah.
And then don't freak out that you can't throw them. Once I remember seeing an engagement in a restaurant, and I remember it was the first time I'd ever seen one happen, and everyone was like clapping and they play music, and I remember being like, if I was really rich now, I would just quietly say to the waiter, like, send them a bottle of champagne.
Yeah.
I just really was like, that's something. And I would just wave from it. wave like wave the queen from a distance. You know, I wouldn't want to be any part of it. I just like, what a lovely gesture that would be.
Yes.
But if you can't, everybody wants to be that person. Everyone wants to be able to be like, oh, don't make a thing of it, but I bought you a scuba trip or whatever. Like, yeah. Everybody would love to be able to do all these wonderful, lavish things for everyone, but we can't.
And also the sheer amount of hen do's and weddings that will come up means that you really
because
can't.
Because you're so lucky because you've got so many lovely friends and it's so nice, but you cannot do all those things, and so do not freak out.
Yes. Also, before we move on from hen do's, hen do etiquette is quite a thing because hen do's will either be like one way, which is like, we're just going to get rid of the whole preconceived notion of what a hen do is and just have like a cool, chilled thing. Mm-hmm. More likely,
all out, penis straws.
There's penis straws.
Stashes.
You're wearing a penis on your head. Someone genuinely does mention a stripper and then you all get too drunk to call it. You're doing an activity that literally nobody
wants
to do.
Yeah.
And, or has ever wanted to do.
Yeah.
Like clay pigeon shooting or bowling or...
Yes.
I don't know.
But I think once you're there... You're here now.
You get on.
You get on board.
And also, you pretend it's the thing you've always wanted to do.
You come on now.
Yeah,
you're here now.
I went mental. Like I didn't want to go to Laser Quest. I didn't want to go, but I'd have no interest in it. Went absolutely mental. You know, I was just rolling all over the place, shooting everyone. It was great.
Yeah.
Like, if you throw yourself into it,
you've got to, and then you can get home and bitch to your heart's content.
Of course.
But while you're there, whack that penis on, please.
Yes.
Whack a smile on it.
What
we're having a lovely time.
Yeah.
Having a lovely time. Because it's also that thing of like, you know, we get to a point where people have been to just like a lot of birthdays and a lot of parties. And remember when you were a teenager and like a party was the most exciting thing in the world
of course.
People talked about it for months and months and what were you going to wear? And it was so exciting. And now people are like, oh my God, I forgot it was tonight. I've got to go to someone's house party.
Yeah.
Like you go.
And you know what's going
to
be.
And you hate them, right?
Yeah.
But you just have to get back to that, like, we're having a good time. I'm here to...
I am fascinated by the penis thing because it is like...
We've
all seen one. It's not actually that funny. Like, you know, like when you're young, a penis straw is the funniest thing in the world.
When you've seen that one, that's the first time you're like, oh,
but like,
my God.
We've seen actual penises. We know what penises are. It's not embarrassing anymore.
Yes, a lot of sort of hen do stuff and weddings similarly is like very left over from a very different time. White, you wore white because that was just the most expensive. It wasn't to do with being like a virgin and pure. It was to do with being the most expensive fabric because...
Okay.
It was so you couldn't get it. You couldn't wear it again because it would have got dirty.
Oh,
and so
right,
that was the statement about like the white wedding, and it was Queen Victoria had the first one.
Oh, okay.
And the bouquet throwing is to distract the unmarried women who would try and rip a bit off the bride's dress because for luck, so that they might get married next.
That's fascinating.
So so there's loads of stuff. You're like, oh, I wonder why we do that.
Like the bridesmaids to stop her running away.
Yeah, the bridesmaids are like
the maid of honor, so to take her place.
It's mad. If he's like, no, she's too ugly, the maid of honor will be like, and then I will
and
marry
me.
And me. Yeah. And the bridesmaids had to be, you know, well, obviously unmarried women, you know, who were
crones. Like us. No?
Married women and crones. Yeah, but like, so a hen do is definitely from a time when not many people there would have had sex. Maybe there was like...
Yeah, it is your last night.
Your mother and the auntie were there being like, oh, guess what's coming? It's awful.
Yeah.
and everyone was like,
you'll do it once a year and then you never speak of it again.
And then you get, you know, you had... So therefore, having a penis straw or talking about sex was just like this really exciting thing. And now probably most people on the hen do maybe are married or have kids, and definitely lots of people have had sex.
Yeah.
And it definitely does not have that exciting like...
Yeah, new thing. Definitely, yes. I fully agree. I do agree with what you're saying about just
get
into the
involved.
Spirit of it.
I'm having an absolute balls out fun time.
I've got my balls out and I'm having a great time. about what you should wear to a wedding.
Yes.
A fascinator. That's actually the one thing I would say.
This is the take home from the podcast.
Yeah, don't wear a fascinator. If you've got a dress and you're like, oh, this would look good with a fascinator. The answer is it doesn't.
Okay.
I've never seen a woman wearing a fascinator who I've not gone, she could have lost that and there would have been a lot more to enjoy about this look.
That. I'm going to come in and say, if you want to wear the fascinator, go on.
I'm just trying to give some actual advice.
Helpful advice.
Obviously, I don't look at someone wearing a fascinator and I'm like, you're an idiot. Like, oh God, you're wearing a fascinator. Obviously.
I think we can lose fascinators as an idea from
fashion.
I think
we really can.
They can
if
go.
You want to wear something on your head, wear a hat.
Yes.
That's fine.
Absolutely fine. And that's the thing about the hats is that there is very little other time where you might wear a hat.
Yeah, so go balls out, hats on. Put some hats on your balls.
For God's sake, get a hat on your ball. Balls out, hats on, like wear a lovely hat.
What to wear to a wedding.
But constantly Googling what to wear to a wedding. And then you spend so much thought and time and effort on it. And then once you're there, after the first 5 minutes, you're like, oh, nobody cares.
Yeah, also, you get there and everyone's dressed in different ways. Someone's gone very formal, someone's gone quite casual, someone's gone... Nobody has ever looked at anyone else as a wedding guest and been like, well, you shouldn't have worn that.
You shouldn't have worn... Exactly.
Unless you're wearing a wedding dress.
In which case, you should not have worn that. A wedding dress and a fascinator.
That's out. But I think everything else is sort of absolutely fine because I have seen people who've gone... really dramatic dressed and looked really like they really stand out, which is apparently the cardinal sin. But I've just been, all I've done is been like, well, that's an incredible outfit. You don't go, well, I wonder how the bride feels. It's like, no, the bride's fine because she's in a wedding dress and she's crying with joy. Like, she's not looked at Aunt Zelda and gone, well, she's wearing a gold jumpsuit. She's ruined my day.
If Zelda wants to wear a gold jumpsuit, absolutely fine.
And well, if that does ruin a day, then she really needs to have a think about her life.
Yeah, just look clean. I think it's nice that everyone always looks clean, like they've just really put their best gear on.
Now,
yes.
If you're the maid of honour,
yes.
What is the cardinal rule?
Don't know, because I've never been one.
I've been one twice.
Oh, yes.
Cardinal rule is, the bride is literally always right.
Okay.
It's not about you.
Okay.
Everyone else around the bride will be saying things like, well, but you should have these teacups. Your job is to be like, so what do you want? And the bride goes, I did want these ones. And then you go, great. And then you are the person to be like, she wants this.
You are a hype man.
You're a hype man.
You're a yes man.
You're a yes man. You ask the bride what she wants for a hen do. You don't go, but I think I'd like to go white water rafting, and the bride is frightened of water. You do whatever the bride says.
Yes.
I was good as a maid of honour one time and then bad as a maid of honour the other time because a woman came around to do all our makeup beforehand, and I, as Tessa knows, do not like having my makeup done, and she did it and I looked mental and I got vaguely upset at the thought I was going to a wedding looking like a clown. Shouldn't have done that. Shouldn't have shown upset, should have quietly gone.
No,
I was very young, but should have gone, no emotion, gone to the bathroom, sorted myself out, come back out.
Yeah.
Fine. I didn't actually bring makeup with me. That was why I was like, oh my God, I'm seeing all these friends that I haven't seen in ages and I look like crazy. And doesn't matter, it's not about me. Shouldn't have done that. The bride can do whatever she likes. She can dress me up however she likes. She can make a woman put makeup on me. I smile and go, thank you so much.
Thank
bride.
You. I had an absolutely lovely time.
I think that's the only thing you can do wrong as a maid of honour, I feel like, is to cause drama. And if you are a maid of honour and you've caused drama, then you do not deserve that title.
I think if you are of the opinion that like weddings are a bit silly and archaic and you want to just have something like in a registry office, then absolutely marvellous. If you were involved with somebody or your friends want a wedding that is an all-out white wedding, the full deal, no matter what your opinions are of it, this is their day and they're going to have an absolutely lovely time.
Yes, okay? Yeah.
So get on board.
Yeah, if it's not
their friend, this is what's happening today.
Yeah, if it's not a wedding that you would personally have, who cares?
Don't try and make friends in the congregation by whispering your opinions on the dress. No.
No, no one needs to know. And if she says she looks fat, you say no. Right now, the wedding. And for this, I'm going to turn to some lovely debrief readers
who've
been giving us some nice tips throughout the day. One of the most popular tips, is this a tip that's close to my heart?
Yes.
And probably not to yours because you probably don't do this. Rachel House Tonks says, don't down 5 Proseccos in the first hour, however daunting it seems, even if the waiter does keep floating past. I did that recently and kept tripping over the grass. And also someone's added to that. Elizabeth Braunt has added, also, if you're drinking red and everyone else on your table is drinking white wine or vice versa, don't polish off the whole bottle because I did that last time and I don't remember much after the meal. You want to get really drunk because you've got a long period of time ahead of you and you're like, I'm only going to be able to deal with the next 7, 8, 12, a million hours if I'm hammered. Pace yourself. Have like a drink an hour.
Weddings
for 12
are
hours.
Weirdly timed because you've got the big coming down the aisle. Panache. Then we've said, doesn't she look lovely to everyone?
Yeah. Then they leave
minutes.
And then you've got that
then
bit.
Then they leave for ages
bit.
And then there's a bit of that bit
Faff.
Is so dangerous.
That's the bit where you get
pissed.
Because
that's when the drinks are coming around and everyone is really drinking because it's so awkward. They're hungry. They're probably stood outside. They're, you know, standing up in their heels. Like that.
There's
that,
nothing to do as well.
It's
so
a
just,
danger zone.
Oh, yeah.
That danger zone is going to really come to bite you.
It really will because
sort of
11:30
when you're crying
literally
on the
after
floor.
That danger zone, you have a meal where you're presumably having unlimited wine.
Yeah.
So please don't get drunk in that bit. I think if you don't get drunk in that bit, then you've won the wedding because then you can get drunk at the meal and then that's fine because after the meal is dancing and you should be drunk for that bit.
Yes.
So that's actually fine.
I time it badly always and I'm wasted by the time we get to
that's
the dinner
so
table.
Funny because I thought it wouldn't be close to your heart because I thought you probably didn't really drink that much.
What comes around during the faff time?
Prosecco.
And?
Gin and tonic.
And?
Canapes
and
joy
my favorite things
Pims
So the things that come around are like fruit summer cocktails.
Yes, which you
can
drink
loads of. And little tiny canapes.
Yeah, because wine's quite heavy.
Yeah, so nobody can, not wine. I don't drink wine and it's not wine. It's my favourites. Yeah. It's my favourites plus awkward chat.
Oh God, so you just have to
I'm barely conscious by the time it gets to the dinner.
Most weddings I can't really remember the dinner, but because of that bit. So actually, that's a great tip. That bit in between service and meal, awkward bit, have one drink, nurse it, and eat lots of canapes.
Eat loads of canapes do not be like, oh, but I should get my money's worth. There will be more after this.
Yes, so much. Yes, you don't need it.
If you're worried that the early Prosecco is going to run out and then it'll move to a different thing afterwards.
That's not vulgar, that's life.
No, the vulgar thing's coming up. Steal a bunch, hide it under your table.
Oh, that's not vulgar, that's life.
Okay, thank God.
And actually, is really in keeping with the next tip, which I love, which is Kaylee Roussant. Sorry if I've mispronounced that wrong, and it's like Roussant.
Roussant.
If you're skint, bring a bottle of something in like a bottle gift bag and keep it with you at the table. No one will question you as they think it's a wedding gift, but actually it's just more wine, gin and vodka for you.
That's amazing.
It's so Kaylee, great.
Yes.
So great.
That's
and
amazing.
And also on top of that, like...
That's amazing.
Isn't it so great? It's like genius. Because normally, because I was going to say, this is the time for that weird, what they called hip flasks that you have... You know, you got bought once and you're like, I don't...
Tied
everyone
to your
goes
leg.
Like, way. And you're like, yeah, I'm never going to use this hip flask because I'm not going to be seen dead with a hip flask. Wedding's the only time when you can get a hip flask out and you don't look like an idiot. But actually, I say...
That's amazing. We went to one that was a cash bar and my whole family were like, well, how are we going to get... We had loads of alcohol and we were like, how are we going to get it in? You can't just rock up to the reception bringing your own booze. She's a genius.
Absolute genius.
Get it in a glittery gift bag.
Yes. Girl called Chelsea Tullock has said said it about hen do's. People can get sad because it might remind them that they're single, might remind them that they're not in this place for a while, or they've had a bad experience with weddings. Maybe they were engaged and now they're not, or things like that.
Yeah,
which is absolutely fine.
Fine,
and I can completely understand that. However, there really is something to be said for just continually reminding yourself that this is a separate thing. It's not symbolic of anything to do with you. Essentially, what I'm saying is don't cry at someone else's wedding because you're not getting married.
Yeah.
I think that's probably the worst thing you can do. And if you can feel that coming on, I'd say take yourself away with a trusted friend or ally into around the side of the church, go mental, come back in. Don't talk about it to anyone else because there's nothing worse than someone charging about with a bottle of wine being like, this reminds me of me and Roger when we almost got married. He'd like, yes, oh, please, let's talk about this at another point, maybe down the pub next week when you're sad about it. Because today, it's not about you. And then people will just remember you doing that because it's everyone knows that is a real sin at a wedding. You look like you had some experience of that.
No.
Have you done that?
Yes. Quite, very quietly.
See, if you've done it quietly, that's absolutely fine.
I did it in a voluntary timeout in a meadow.
That's okay. That's not in the middle of the wedding.
No, I took it. I wasn't hijacking.
You didn't like bring the bride out into the meadow
to tell the bride about it.
No, were you alone? Or were you with friends?
I was alone.
Right. Oh God, all of this is great. I say, like, you've got a meadow. Go alone and have a cry.
Yeah, I ran the back of the marquee.
Yes, absolutely, of course.
Eight white wines to the wind.
Oh yes.
Don't drink wine. They'd run out of the fun stuff. Yeah. So I moved on to the white wine. Absolutely plateaued.
Yeah.
Immediately, and what pushed me over the edge was that. It was a Kaylee.
Mm.
And then, of course.
Yes.
And then I was like doing exactly that of like, this isn't my day. Get, bloody hell, get involved.
Yes.
Go and join in. Found this nice boy and was like, come on, we're going to strip the willow or whatever that you got in pairs for.
Oh, I thought you meant having sex with him.
Come on, mate. Round the back. We're stripping this willow, baby. No. I was like,
yes, I know. It's a dance move. You've explained to me what a Kaylee is.
Yeah.
I still can't imagine it, but fine. Tessa is amazed that I've never been to a Kaylee, but I mean, that just says a lot about... I've not been to a barn dance either.
Okay.
It says a lot about our socioeconomic backgrounds.
You
now,
can
please.
Imagine it, though.
Oh, of course, because you've described it to me many times.
Okay, right. So if you listening can't imagine it, it's barn dance or it's like promenade your partner.
It's like a fun, organised dance.
But it's fun because someone's calling it and there's people are playing the instruments there and it's a lot of... Mm. It's just like a jig. You know, it's fun.
Yeah, an old-fashioned medieval
jig. It's like what they're doing on the bottom of the Titanic in the film The Titanic.
Yes.
You know, it's lovely. Anyway, found this nice boy and was like, come on, we're stripping the willow. The music starts up and he suddenly starts like frantically looking around. And I was like, this isn't a very good promenade. Hold me, fellow. And then he was like, sorry, I've got to go find my girlfriend. And then like ran off. And then I was solo.
And
they were like, strip the willow. And I was like, just like,
I have no willow to strip.
The thought of like him having to run off in case he was seen stripping the willow momentarily with somebody else.
Yeah, that says quite a lot about their relationship for a start, but also not nice for you, especially if you've been trying to hold back.
Holding it back, the thing, because I think it's that sort of thing in Friends when Rachel starts, you know, when she says like, I want babies eventually. Yes. And she's like,
on her 30th birthday,
I want to have known him for this long and married for this long, and so I need to have met him, you know, a week
now.
Ago.
Yeah.
And that does feel quite overwhelming.
It's hugely overwhelming. But also, it always makes me, I'm not really thinking about getting married, but like, it always makes me think every wedding I get pensive about what I think about weddings one. And sometimes I'll be like, yeah, I think I do actually, but that's embarrassing because I've been quite vocal about not, or being like,
yeah, exactly.
Actually, no, I definitely don't. And
yeah, I want an all-out white wedding.
It makes everyone think. So if you are single and you wish you weren't, it's of course going to make you think, and that's going to be a sad thought.
Absolutely.
But what I'm definitely not saying that what you did was wrong at all.
No.
Anything I'm saying, let's follow Tessa's example. Take yourself away. Have a cry, maybe text a friend, maybe like do whatever you need to do to get over it, but just don't charge around telling people that you're having a bad day, because everyone will literally be like, F off, like this is not the time. You'll just get a lot of this is not the time, and then you'll feel so guilty the next day, whereas you probably just woke up and were like, oh, I got sad in the field, but I was alone, so that was fine, you know?
Yeah.
There wasn't any guilt or shame or embarrassment there, which you don't need in your life. Find a meadow, have a cry. That's one of my tips. Right. Millie Edgerly has a really great conversation starter. So, you know, when you like, sit down at the table, you're like, oh no, I've been split up and now I'm sat with loads of people I don't know.
Yes.
That's always a lot better than you think, because people, it's like Freshers Week, people are like kind of quite up for talking because they're all in that position. She says she starts a wager with the table on the length of the best man speech, and you can do like the winner gets bought a drink by everyone at the table, or if it's a free bar, you just say it's like an honour of the win, and that's like quite a nice kind of conversation starter. You can figure out also who's like the fun one, who goes like, I don't like to bet, and you're like, oh, shut up,
you know, you're out.
You're out. What's your go to when you're sat at a table with people you don't know at a wedding? Specifically?
Absolutely hopeless.
How do you know the bride? And then that's it.
Yeah. I've been trying to not be like, it's me, Captain Fun. You know, like,
yes.
I'm like, why don't we all do a game? You know, so I'm just trying to be more cool.
Yeah, because sometimes Captain Fun isn't welcome.
No, rarely. Rarely. I have been to one where my parents have been to one where on the inside of your name place, they'd written a fact about you.
Oh.
So then
creepy.
Everyone was like, yes, now I say it aloud. Yes. But it meant that everyone could then like show their fact or...
Oh, that's nice. So if someone's like, hey, I'm Stevie, and then I just silently lift up my table.
Yeah, that's
name.
Lift up your fact. I think they weren't a written fact. It was like almost like a clip art symbol. So my
was it a thing you had to find out about someone else? Was it someone else's fact? And
no.
You had to find out, because that would be more interactive. Whereas that's just you look at it, you go, yes, that's correct. And
I just remember
down
my
again.
Dad's one was a like clip art symbol of a Canadian flag.
Oh, okay.
So...
It's not a great fact, is it?
No,
I'm
but
from
I think
Canada.
It's like, yeah, then you're out. That's it. We're done now. I think once you hit the halfway point in the meal, when everyone sort of gets up and starts like wandering around to different tables,
yeah.
And it's like the pudding buffet is just like chaos.
Yeah.
It went from being like, what a lovely, lovely time, to being like, what a bit of pavlova! Sharon!
Sharon!
Once you're out in that table, you're so close now to the home stretch, which is like, everyone's relaxed. It's dancing time. We're all cruising from here.
Mm.
The crisis bit is out of the church.
It's over.
Between the church and table.
Some people really don't like the dancing bit though. And I was going to say... On that note, I mean, that's my favourite bit. If it wasn't a dancing bit at a wedding, I don't think I'd ever go to any of them.
No, never go.
But some people don't. And to those people, I'd say, you don't have to. You can literally just sit and have a nice time. And I think a lot of people feel bad for not. And there's a lot of like, come on! Come on, Roger!
Don't let anyone make you feel bad about
dancing.
Yeah,
if you don't dance.
If you want to have a nice chat while listening to the music, watching some kids dance, lovely.
Yeah, have a nice time.
Just sit
but you don't have to dance. But also, dancing at a wedding is really fun because it's sort of the one time that it's not like when you're in the club, you either feel like really uncool or you're like, it's a sort of a bit of a meat market. And you're a bit like, oh, or you don't really know how to do your dance. At a wedding, you can just dance like an idiot.
Yeah,
and you don't worry that
all your limbs.
Yeah, all four of your limbs.
Yeah.
That is fun. Also, producer Tom.
Hello, producer Tom.
Hello.
Hello. So you wanted to raise a wedding etiquette topic, didn't you?
It's not really an etiquette, but a rule I've implemented.
Right.
If I'm an evening guest
yes.
or a very late invite, so
right.
you get an invite to say, I'm getting married next weekend, I say no. Because you're second round voting, you're there to fill the numbers and you're an afterthought. I now say no.
Have you been to many, many weddings?
Yes.
Yes.
And have you said no to many?
No, because I'm at the stage where everyone's
kind of...
I'm at the tail end. But I've said no to a few.
Yeah.
Certainly said no to a few evening invites.
Yeah. I think that's good. I think that's good also in terms of etiquette. Because if you are like, oh, they've invited me, I can't go, or it's going to be really difficult for me to go, or it's really far away, or it's really expensive. If you're an evening guest, I think you can just be like, no, because you know that you're not involved in their table plan. You're not involved in like, oh, this amount of people at the church, this amount of bottles of Prosecco, this amount of... You're literally just like, come and party.
A friend of mine was invited just to the evening part of something, and she was going travelling. And I remember her being like, oh, maybe I shouldn't go, and I should, because it was right in the middle of when she wanted to go. And she was like, maybe I shouldn't, I should go to the wedding, because it's so important to go to a wedding. And then she was just the evening guest, and then she like really thought about it and was like, wait, I'm just essentially like going to the party bit in a tent in a field.
But
like,
everyone's going to be too drunk to notice she's even there.
Like, if I'm not, you know... Like, no, forget
yeah,
it.
Yeah, absolutely not.
What's up?
Can I also tell a story?
He was waving for help.
Story time with Tom.
Yes, please.
I had to wave. I was at a wedding where the DJ was getting abused for playing rubbish music, and he brought out a pepper spray and pepper sprayed three people.
No. No.
Oh, my God.
What?
And one of the people he pepper sprayed was the bride's brother.
Oh, like fully pepper sprayed, like had to go and lie down.
Yeah.
That's
and
insane.
The DJ was then asked to leave.
Of course he was. He just assaulted the... That's mad. I think have a wedding DJ. I think just have someone like a friend.
I think
an
a
iPod,
friend
friends
is
are
fine.
Good,
because also they...
Wedding DJs are so lame, you know? They're like, who's...
Well, when I first sort of...
And then they pepper spray people
And
as
they
well.
Pepper spray people.
Was your friend
Well, when
do
I
that?
First like started to understand... When I first started to understand music, but understanding that you have like... There's like some seconds at the end of silence and some seconds at the beginning. And obviously that's like the death of the dance floor. You've got to get him back to back.
Oh, yeah, back to back.
And then asked the DJ about it and he was like, well, yeah, I talk through those bits. And you're like, no.
Again, you've misunderstood what keeping the ball rolling means.
Yeah, exactly.
You stop
the
ball.
So just get a friend. Don't get somebody, obviously, who's his nightmare.
Of course. But then also you can suggest songs and stuff. And also like wedding DJs often don't take suggestions because they're like, no, this is my art. Whereas your mate will be like, yeah, I'll put Beyonce
on. Yeah,
I've
had a lot of wedding invitations that say like, tell us the song that you'd love to hear on the...
That's a great idea.
On the dance.
Putting that in my mental note when I don't. We haven't mentioned something that's quite important.
Yes, please.
What if you're invited to a wedding and you have to
but
do a speech?
It's yours.
No, you have to do a speech.
Yes.
Have you ever done a speech at a wedding?
No, I have not.
Me neither.
I have not. I've been to lots, but they have...
Also, statistically speaking, we won't be asked to do one because it's all men at most weddings. Mm. Still.
It's not, still not a lot of ladies speaking.
Fascinating.
I've also been to a lot because I used to cater for a lot of weddings.
Oh, yeah.
So you always... We got to eat. If you're serving, you get to eat during the speeches. And everyone else would always like go outside for a cigarette. But I really quite liked speeches. So I would sort of sit. What a weird girl.
I said, yeah, but I sort of... I was just trying to make you feel better about your life choices.
No, I'm saying it aloud. I would sort of hide, eat my dinner and listen to some speeches of people I didn't know.
I suppose it's better than going out for a cigarette, isn't it?
I don't want to like sit quiet. I was still having some quiet time. I think that there's some of them are really funny and really nice.
That's the thing.
Like,
I think there's a lot of pressure, and I think you want to do the funniest speech in the whole world.
Yeah.
And some people, that will come naturally to them, and that's fine. If you're somebody who's asked to do a speech and you are not particularly a public speaker and you don't think you can do the funniest speech in the whole world, I just think you don't have to.
You don't have to.
I think you just have to keep it short, concise, and just be sweet and honest, and I think that's really nice.
That's absolutely fine.
The only problem is when people who aren't particularly funny try and do like a big, huge like slide thing and make it, and it's like, what you've done is you've tried so hard, we all feel so sorry for you. You don't have to do like a legendary speech. Just do like a nice one. Just do a nice one.
Or it's absolutely fine to say, I don't think I can do a speech.
Oh, of course.
And if you want to then like write something, if you feel that you got, you know, that'd be like, you can give them a nice printed, you know, give them a nice printed speech of what you would have said. But if like, because I've seen fathers of the bride like just having like absolute meltdowns beforehand, people just freaking out. Nobody,
and also they haven't been able to enjoy anything about
anything
wedding
up until that point.
Then,
and then that's why also people go absolutely nuts afterwards, because like they can be like, oh, like all that adrenaline's over. Like, so if speeches are not for you, like don't have them.
Don't
freak out.
Don't have them. Yeah, that is a good idea. Or, you know, if you are like best man or you are, and you do have to, you could always do something that my friend did, which was to bring someone else who is quite good at them up to and be like, can we do a joint speech? And then that person who is more, you know, able to do it can help you out. You can share the load. There's lots of different ways to do it that isn't you having to make jokes in front of a room full of people that don't really want to hear.
Yeah, and I've gone on like bestmanspeech.com and like have Googled some stuff. And like, it doesn't have to be hilarious. Just tell them like how you met the person, the bride or the groom. Tell them how they met each other.
Yeah.
Tell them the nicest thing that you think they do for each other, that like what makes you think that they're going to be all right.
Yeah.
If you don't think they're going to be all right, keep that under wraps.
Under wraps, yeah.
Yeah, like, do not panic yourself.
You don't have to embarrass the groom. Traditions are all just traditions. Like, you can just do whatever you like.
Tell about Tom Hiddleston. Tom Hiddleston went to a wedding. After the speeches, got up unannounced, not planned, took the microphone, like, walked around the room where people were like, oh my God, what's going on? And said, like, seem like most of you know me, and yes, I am here. And now Anna and John think I didn't get them a present, but I did. And then he did the monologue from Hamlet.
So many people have told me this story.
If that's your butt, like, just remember that. Remember that happened to some people.
Yeah.
And then whatever you do can't be that bad.
Can't be that bad. Absolutely not. Great. Weddings. I think we've certainly covered them to an extent.
Find that balance between, no, thank you, I don't want to pay the money for this, and I'm here now, I'm having a lovely time, and I'm supporting you.
It's their day.
And it's not the biggest thing that's ever going to happen
to you. Don't overthink it.
No matter how much you're having a cold or miserable or drunk or whatever time is, it's about 8 hours long. Like, get over yourself.
Yeah, it's long, feels long in the day, geologically. It's not at
it's
all.
It's absolutely fine. No. And they've been planning this for a really, really long time, so just be supportive of that.
Definitely. Great. If you have any ideas for future podcasts that you would like us to tackle as succinctly and, I'd say, beautifully as this one.
Oh, yes.
What an absolute piece of artwork we've just presented to you. Then tweet us. I'm at Stevie M. The S is a 5. I'm doing voices.
And I'm at Tessa Coates. T for the wedding. I'm trying to crowbar in.
Yeah, some sort of fun, right?
Some sort of fun in here.
Drop us an email. Drop it like it's hot. podcast@thedebrief.co.uk. And yeah, leave us a rating or a review if you enjoyed it. That helps. And just have a really nice week. Until next time, old pals.
If you are going to a wedding, have an amazing time. If it's your wedding, have an incredible day.
Yes.
Lot of love. Lot of luck
out there.
Who's
listening to this podcast on their own wedding day?
Yeah, if it's your own wedding day today.
Turn this off.
You've got stuff
to do.
Turn this off. And don't freak out about, we love you. So yes. Don't you worry yourself.
Excellent. Goodbye.
Bye.